Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
So one of the lead stories on heraldlive.co.za this past week, embattled Nelson Mandela Bay mayor refuses to resign. Talks with the DA still on the table, says ANC insider, as the party explores options to remove Van Niekerk from his top job. Mayor Gary Van Niekerk joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines. Mr. Mayor, these appear to be difficult times. Your comments to what's been reported?
First of all, thank you, Darren, for this opportunity. And then secondly, can I also remain anonymous? The deal that these reports have taken over the last 3-4 weeks is that insider one has said this, insider two has said so and so. And then it's asked of me to validate whether the person said it who's saying it is telling the truth. So I don't know where all this nonsense is coming from. And that's I've spoken to Norma from the Herald as well. I've shown her inaccurate reporting. I prefer when I reply to them to give it to them in writing. But I proved to her the other day when I had a press conference last Thursday, I proved to her what I said in my WhatsApp message to her, which was in perfect English. And I gave her 3 points and she just avoided the first point, which is that which was referring to this investigation of the allegedly stealing 500,000 rand. And I told her I've never seen the report, but she just chose to ignore that, which changed the whole narrative of the story. Last year, the editor of the Herald also wrote in her editorial comment that I need to be investigated. We need to come to a conclusion about this fraud and corruption that's happening where I'm implicated of the 500,000 rand. I said it in council last Tuesday, or Thursday, Tuesday, sorry, where I said, somebody must come to me and show me where the municipality has paid 500,000 rand on my behalf for any legal services in my private capacity. That has never happened. And everybody's just running with the story that I'm this criminal. And then you have this story now that yesterday I was at another engagement. I'm sure you saw that the photos where the Herald was present. I was in that meeting for an hour. And then I went to the Democracy Bus after that. And I just looked at my phone quickly and I saw another question being asked by one of the Herald reporters asking, am I resigning this week? And I said, no. And I closed my phone and I then did SABC interviews again after that. And then this morning, it's a headline on the paper saying that I'm embattled mayor. I don't know why I'm embattled. Embattled mayor refusing to resign. How am I refusing by saying that I'm not resigning this week? I haven't been asked to resign. I've sent you proof now already, just before this interview started, to say that that ANC is coming to me saying, where did the people come with this information, which you can corroborate in this interview now, Darren? Where did they come with this information that I've been asked to resign?
If I might just chip in there, Mr. Mayor, for the benefit of listeners, what I got from you was a screenshot of a message from senior ANC member Mr. Mvoko, in which he says, Mayor, who asked you to resign? We said we would come back to you when we are ready.
Correct. So, look, the Herald has now been reduced to a tabloid newspaper. And hence, when I reply, and ever since that incident with Norma, who I respect as a journalist, who now misconstrued my message to her that I sent via WhatsApp, which I still have a copy of. We spent about half an hour after that press conference going through the message that I sent to her to prove to her that she must, and then she apologized, but I'm sure I'll never get the apology of writing in the Herald itself. So yeah, all this nonsense that's going on, I don't pay much attention to it, but that's the headlines that the Herald chooses to write, and what can I do? They, by the power of the pen, they put up headlines. But yeah, that is what it is.
Mayor, we surely can't deny there are talks taking place at provincial leadership level between the ANC and the DA, exploring the possibility of the Government of National Unity Agreement being extended to municipal level.
The ANC does not want to be in a coalition with the DA locally. I can tell you that If there's any changes that's happening, it will be within this current coalition. There won't be a coalition with the DA. It's a narrative that the DA is pushing and using the Herald, obviously, to push that narrative that they could still possibly be coming back and governing with the ANC in this matter. It's not going to happen.
And at this stage, there's been no private meeting at which the ANC have asked you to consider stepping down as executive mayor.
Let me answer that one 100% as well. Since this GNU was established some time back, and you've seen what's happened nationally as well, we've seen it in other metros where the ANC says they would like mayorship or to lead, to quote the ANC, to lead government. If that happens in this metro, then so be it. But it will happen on our terms. It's going to happen within this local government of local unity in this metro where we discuss things first. We are six parties, seven parties now that DOP has also joined the coalition, making the coalition even stronger. So for how, where does the DA come in when we just added another party to our coalition? So the DA desperately wants to come and govern. They want to cause political instability with the comments in the media and so forth. And the media is running with that story. I know how desperately the Herald, for example, wants the DA back in power here. But we've seen what happened when the DA was in power, the political instability. We had meetings on a daily basis, and the coalition collapsing almost weekly because of the actions of the DA establishing new directorates without their coalition partners' knowledge and not carrying through instructions and supporting corruption via the city manager who's now been suspended. These things were non-negotiables to us, and hence there's no trust relationship with between the ANC and the DA and this GLU that we currently have.
Mayor, what makes you say that the Herald wants the DA in charge? Why do you feel that way? When the DA were in charge, they also complained that the press, including the Herald, were unfair on them and didn't want them to rule.
No, the DA never feels hard done by the Herald, especially. Remember, the Herald is the only newspaper, daily newspaper in our region that covers the stories over here. So you can go to any story. I don't even read a paper today. I don't even read the Herald anymore for that matter. I get stories that get sent to me that I follow up on. But I used to be a Herald subscriber. But when I see the narrative being pushed by the Herald, by anything from the northern areas, whenever there's, we've got a northern areas mayor, we've got a northern areas speaker right now, and it doesn't sit well with it. They also desperately, I know that for a fact, and DA, let me use the words of the Herald. I know from DA insiders saying that the Retief wants to come back, and they saying that will never happen. They've already, they know that there'll never be a government of the DA in this metro between now and 2026.
You don't think there's been any positive coverage of you or your administration by the Herald at all?
Now, let's take, for example, the ShotSpotter thing that was published on Monday, for example. The ShotSpotter, we've been working on it behind the scenes, very hard to get the SLA signed and so forth. We'll be making a proper comment, but there's a leak that happened somewhere that the ShotSpotter will now is working again, and all of that. So that's a hard work. Every day at 8 a.m. we have a 1 hour meeting between myself and the Safety and Security Director, together with Budget and Treasury and our Supply Chain Management officials, with the Acting City Manager, addressing this issue of crime and the promise that I made that I want this metro to be one of the safest metros, if not the safest metro, come the 25th of December. But let me, you can go read the article. Did the Herald contact me to find out what's my comment regarding the story? Whenever it's a bad story, they want to comment from me, like, am I being asked to resign? But when there's good stories to be written about our achievements in this metro, our comments are never requested. We are also surprised to see the comments in the Herald or the articles in the Herald, not knowing. I spoke to my communications director this yesterday morning, asking who sent this to the Herald? Did you authorize? He says he knows nothing about it. So, yeah, that's the narrative that the Herald is pushing to get this GRU out, and or get me out for that matter. But I really don't mind it. I carry on doing the work that I'm doing. Don't ask me to be a spokesperson for the Herald. I've tried how many times to speak to them, to speak to the editor. When I became the mayor, I had a meeting with the mayor. I mean, with the meeting with the editor. We had at one of our communications coaching sessions where she was present, and we raised these issues. And she herself admitted about what happens, the racist comments they get, the letters they get, and that is what they're feeding. They're feeding the readers. I don't mind. I literally don't mind all this publicity. But go read all the articles. There's always an article about insider one, insider two, insider three. Everybody is nameless. Now you're going to have me commenting on the story where I now need to validate or rubbish whatever comments people have been making.
Gary, but in fairness, and you know this, the media also have a job to do. And part of that job is to hold leadership accountable, particularly elected leadership. That is the nature of the job. I certainly don't believe for one second that the Herald has a personal agenda against you. We've got a job to do as well.
That is indeed the case. Let's take this 500,000 Rand story, for example, Darren. Before the editor wrote her article in the newspaper last year, sometime already, did she do any background checks? What has happened? How is it that I was able to defraud? It shows that the editor doesn't know how our municipality works. It's impossible for me to get my hands close to 500,000 rands of municipal funds. I've stolen money. I've been called a criminal because of the stuff that she's written about me in the paper. Go and find out. Get a copy of the requisition or a proof of payment that was made to these attorneys. That 500,000 rand was paid to these attorneys. There is nothing like that, but still the Herald will continue with this story about me defrauding the municipality of 500,000 rand. I listened to an interview the other day on radio of one of the Ubuntu Integrity Movement guys saying, yeah, I'm a thief, I've stolen. ACDP, good, does it all the time. But in the meantime, there's no 500,000 rand that has ever been paid to any legal firm. Now, is that accountability, Darren?
Well, obviously, I can't speak on behalf of the editor, Gary, and I will be engaging with her. But I can tell you what I know of her and what I know of the Herald. Collective prosperity is important, and that's going to require good faith on the side of the media and on the side of your office. What can be done to repair this relationship and work towards that collective prosperity?
Darren, another good example. Let's make it more current. I'm talking about things that happened last year. Let's take this thing's headline, saying embattled mayor refuses to resign. The question posed to me was, am I resigning this week? I'll send you a screenshot of the conversation I had with Q. He asked me, are you resigning this week? And I said, nope. Is that a refusal to resign?
Well, if that was the full extent of the exchange, then in my personal estimation, no, that doesn't equal a refusal to resign.
I didn't even think that was a serious question when he asked, because he laughed in the conversation as well. I didn't know that it's going to go and make a headline, a one-word response to say nope. To say, now I'm refusing to resign. I haven't been asked to resign, number one. Now I'm refusing to resign. That's how far the Herald has taken it. So I've never come out against the Herald before, and this is the first time that I've actually come out and just vent my frustrations to you. And hopefully this podcast it will be made public so everybody can hear exactly the frustration we have regarding there.
Gary, can I ask, are there any news outlets that you feel do treat you fairly? And what's the difference between the way they treat you and the Herald do?
Most definitely, they check the facts. They check the facts. The Herald, I could prove it to you by just asking somebody to send something.
Okay.
And then they'll run the story without checking whether it's true or not. There you have first-hand evidence, Darren, that I've never been asked to resign. But that's the headline in the paper this morning. And I'm refusing to resign. They take it a step further to say that I'm refusing to resign.
Gary, well, once again, I can assure you I will be raising these matters with our editor. Like me and the rest of the Herald, I know that she would like to have a good working relationship with your office, and I wouldn't be surprised at all if she responds to your comments. Can I just confirm unequivocally, as things stand, despite discussion at provincial level between Premier Mabuyane and Andrew Whitfield of the DA, you have not been asked to resign as Mayor of Nelson Mandela Bay, and you also don't anticipate that there will be a working relationship at municipal level between the ANC and the DA as there is in the Government of National Unity?
What I can confirm with you, Darren, is that there is no government, future government, or coalition between the ANC and the DA in this municipality.
Okay, and then in terms of the other matter that you've raised, the alleged corruption involving a payment of 500,000 rand due to a legal firm, has there been an investigation into that matter? Has there been a finding? If there's been an investigation, what's the situation there?
Okay, let me address that quickly, categorically as well. What's happened was that we in council said, or the speaker decided to establish a subcommittee. That subcommittee has got their information from the speaker. They haven't interrogated those who have made the allegations against me. For example, here's a good one. Let's say that the chairperson of that committee says, okay, you are saying that that Gary Van Kerk has stolen 500,000 rand and his legal bills were paid by the municipality. Show us the proof. I promise you now, as I'm standing here, Darren, they won't be able to produce any proof because that never happened. I will come and I will then also then, if, when this thing happens, this investigation happens, or I have my chance to represent my side of the case, and that hasn't happened yet. So those who are making the allegations weren't given a chance to come and put forward their case. I haven't been given a chance to defend myself, so therefore that matter is still far from being finalized. There is no finalized report.
Okay, Gary, well, I must say thank you very much for having such a frank discussion with me. I hope we can do this again in the future. You clearly feel that you've been unfairly treated by certain sections of the media, including my publication. A few closing thoughts from your side before we do say goodbye.
No,
what's on your mind?
There's no other, I've got no other issues with any other publications, Darren. It's only the Herald that I have an issue with the way they report. I answer questions freely. It's how it gets reported. I'll send you the proof of the conversation I had with Norma, for example, on this issue, where I replied to her, and then she just conveniently to remove point number one from on which my argument is premised. She just refused to publish that. You can call her and ask her if this is true, if we had this conversation. And then she apologized. She says it's her fault that she did that. Whether I'll ever get an apology in writing in the Herald from Norma or from the editor regarding the comments they make about me, I doubt it will ever happen, but that will be brilliant in terms of our relationship going forward if they do admit to the things that they've been doing when I've got the proof to show. The show for it as well.
Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.
Joining us now on Behind the Herald Headlines, we have our editor, Rochelle de Kock. Rochelle, you've had an opportunity to hear the comments by the executive mayor and his unhappiness with the Herald. How would you respond?
I wouldn't like to get into a war of words with the executive mayor because, for one, I respect the office and also the position he holds. However, I would like to respond to a few mistruths that he mentioned in his interview with you. And if you don't mind, I'd like to go through a couple of them.
Sure.
Firstly, you know, the big story that you discussed with him about the fact that, you know, he's refusing to resign and so on. So here's the thing. This has been coming on for a couple of months, you know. There've been talks in corridors. The executive mayor is very much aware of this. And this is not something that we're thumb-sucking from nowhere. And I would like to also take him back, and hopefully he's seen this in the article yesterday as well, is that the ANC's regional chairperson and deputy mayor is quoted, not as an insider, but in, you know, using her name, saying that the party was ready to take over the city's government and is waiting for the council to sit. And she says here, we've not completed the part of negotiating with other parties in terms of the candidate, but the ANC is in the know and the candidate is aware and prepared. This is the candidate to replace the current sitting executive mayor. And then asked when he would step down, she says, I do not know. When the mayor will be resigning, only he can answer that. And so this is the thing. I mean, we've been doing this for years. We're not making up stories. This is happening. I think, you know, he's probably very aggrieved by that. But the point is that it's happening. These things, these discussions are happening, and people are talking to us at the Herald, whether as insiders and very, very knowledgeable insiders with, well, very close to the situation, are talking to us about it. So that's the one thing that I would like to clear up. The other thing is the executive mayor spoke about us accusing him of fraud and having received 500,000 rand. I need to make it very clear. There's not a single story that we have written that indicates or that points to the mayor having received any money, 500,000 rand. The article that we've written, and it's very clear, and I would encourage him as well as his advisors to please look at them. It's him being before the various committees when his seat in council as speaker had been declared vacant by the city manager, instructed a law firm to go and fight this legal dispute within his party, the National Alliance. This legal bill then racked up, the bill went all the way up to 551,000, and the law firm came knocking and wanted this money to be paid over. That is the accusation. And that is what we've reported on. At no point did we ever indicate or say that the mayor has received 500,000 rand. In fact, it's the law firm that's saying it wants its money because he was the one that instructed the law firm for these services. And now it's because of this that the mayor is now sitting, there's a multi-party investigation committee by members of the council that actually, you know, come up with a decision and said, no, the MEC of COCTA needs to actually look into these recommendations that they've given and needs to make a decision on his political future as mayor of the city. These are not things that we're making up. And we're reporting on things that are happening. And then also just another thing, the mayor mentions that we gave a report on positive news and so on. We do report on positive news, and he spoke about ShotSpotter and saying he doesn't know who leaked that. It wasn't a leak. It was a Safety and Security Committee meeting, which are open to the public, which are attended by our reporters. And in this meeting, this is where the ShotSpotter matter came up. And we don't have to go to the executive mayor to respond for what he says was a mistake we had in the paper. We didn't make a mistake. The reporter responded to or at asking questions pertaining to this 555,000 rand issue and the committee, investigations committee. He answered to three things. The reporter quoted him on two things. One of the things that she didn't quote him on is him saying he hadn't seen the report. It wouldn't have added value or even taken away from the article had we included it. There was nothing wrong with including it. It was just not included. And that could have happened through a sub-editing process. I know that, you know, politics can get a bit hot, and particularly when you are sitting in the hot seat. And often it's the media that is turned to, and we get accused of being a mouthpiece for the DA. As also add when they very much had tussles with them in sitting in that seat. I think back to even the times when Ethel Trollope was mayor. He will even tell you how we were at loggerheads. And, you know, the time when Ngababanga was also in the seat. It's not an easy seat. It's not an easy seat to be in. You're going to be scrutinized. And that's what we're doing. And it's unfortunate, but, I mean, this is politics. You don't get into politics if you aren't able to sort of handle the punches. So that's what I wanted to say. And then also, Darren, we do work in service of our communities and ensuring our readers are informed. I don't think any editor would ever be happy if any executive mayor says, oh, we're very happy with the work that they're doing, because then I don't think the editor is doing their job properly in holding the person in that office to account. I would like to encourage, you know, the executive mayor. I mean, he has my number. If there's any issues, we can chat about it. And then also there are avenues if he's not happy with our reporting, such as the press ombudsman.
That was today's edition of Behind the Herald Headlines with Darren Mann.